Hello and welcome to a high school World Civilizations course podcast, combining research and memory to create our story. I am Miranda, your guest host for this episode. Here is our story. The Arab-Israeli conflict is one of the most divisive of issues in the last century. Everyone has opinions on it, and meanwhile, the violence continues to happen. From 1517 to 1917, Israel was ruled by the Ottoman Empire. In 1917, the British government issued the Balfour Declaration, which supported the setting up of a Jewish homeland in Palestine. This angered many Arabs but pleased Zionists who wanted to re-establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. This was not the beginning of conflict between Arabs and Jews. Conflict has existed since ancient times. Both groups consider Jerusalem to be sacred, but for different reasons. After the Holocaust and World War II, Zionists worked to create an independent Jewish state. Arabs tried to stop them, and Arab nationalism resulted. In 1947, Israel became an independent state, and this meant more violence with Arabs. In the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon immediately invaded Israel when it was declared an independent state. Since then, there has been an ongoing series of conflicts and violence between the Arabs and Israelis, and no solution is in sight. I interviewed Harry for this podcast, who is 90 years old this year and has been witness to many of these events. Now we're going to talk a little about the Yom Kippur War. In 1973, Egypt and Syria launched airstrikes against Israel and Yom Kippur. The fighting went on for 2 weeks. In 1981, under the leadership of Golda Meir, Israel took over the Golan Heights, but Syria still claimed it as its territory. Now we're going to talk a little about the first and second intifadas. Intifada is an Arabic word meaning tremor or shivering. The intifadas were uprisings of Palestinians against Israeli occupation in the West Bank and Gaza. The first Palestinian intifada lasted from 1987 to 1991 and resulted in hundreds of deaths. The Hamas was a Palestinian Sunni Islamist fundamentalist organization, which was founded in 1987 when the Intifada started, and they said their goal was to liberate Palestine as well as parts of modern-day Israel from Israeli occupation. The Oslo Peace Accords ended the first Intifada. The second Palestinian Intifada lasted from 2000 to 2005. Palestinians launched suicide bombs and other attacks on Israel in 2000. Israel announced a plan to remove all troops and Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip by the end of 2005. The UN's involvement with Israel over the years and through these conflicts is something interesting to talk about. In 1949, the State of Israel was admitted as the 59th member of the United Nations. Since then, the UN has helped sometimes with ending conflicts between Arab and Israeli and Israel by finding mediators and backing ceasefire agreement. However, the UN has been very pro-Arab over the years, and often anti-Israel resolutions have been accepted by the UN General Assembly. There are 21 Arab states in the UN, and they have a lot of power. People have come up with all kinds of ideas to resolve this conflict. The two-state solution is a solution which would divide the territory into two states. It would set up an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. It is very difficult to achieve because there is no general agreement of where to set the borders. Both sides consider Jerusalem as their capital. Many Palestinian refugees believe they have the right to return to Israel, and there is so much violence in the area that both sides feel like they would still need militaries in place. It is interesting to hear the perspective of Harry on this conflict, especially since he is Jewish and has lived through it since 1929. Maybe what he says is true, and we as young Jewish people should consider the benefits of a two-state solution for the future. Whatever happens, the violence needs to stop, and the more we know about the conflict, the more informed we can be about the future of Israel. The sources used for researching this podcast are the U.S. Department of State's website, the BBC website, the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency's website, and the Jewish Virtual Library website, and the New York Times website. I would like to thank Harry for sharing your memories with us about the Arab-Israeli conflict as well as your knowledge. Thank you for joining us as we make history personal by documenting our story.